We're going to start with something Megillah, that was Zayin, begin with Amin Aleph. Begin with Tosfos Masechet, begin with the Gemara, Nemr Likris, it was said to be read, but not necessarily to be written. So since Tosfos Masechet, it sounds like from that wording, the sub of the Mut Likris Alpeh, sounds like that, okay, there's no obligation for Megillah to be written. Well, obviously, but you know, if it's not written, then you could recite it by heart. That's what it sounds like from this answer in the Gemara. So it says, because it's difficult. Because Hecha, Paul, Gostam, Mishnah, it'll come on the Perek base. How could this be disagreement with the non Mishnah later on in the second Perek? That means I'm the Tony, the Mishnah teaches, cut it out, Pe, Loyotza. If someone reads it by heart, he's not fulfilling his obligation, which obviously he cannot do it by heart. But Rab Nami, who Domla come on, Rab himself is the one who says later on, you have to write it, Ulla Tepe Begidin, and to stitch it with ligaments. Obviously, it has to be written. Rabbi Chanami Ami also says that even if it's written amongst all the other writings, no, it has to be its own scroll. Obviously, it has to be written. So how could he be disagreeing with all these other teachings? So it says, it appears to explain. The other Kamalinit, like Kassim, this was saying that it wasn't given to be written. And not that it didn't, of course, it has to be written. It means it wasn't given to be written with Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And if it does not have that Kedusha, but of course, rabbinically, you have to write it and read it. But since it's Vekatakash, it's still difficult. Estes compared to the hind of the morning. Just like the morning is the end of the night. Esther is the end of the miracles. Megillas Esther was between the two Batim Mikdashes. Chanukah was during the second base of Mikdash, and that was a miracle that was after that. The Gemara answers no. Neatly, custom come. We said that a miracle that was the last of the miracle that was given to be written over. Chanukah is not written in any scroll. Well, that's very good according to the one that says, which is alluding to our Gemara over here, that was given to be written. According to the one that said it wasn't given to be written, Michael, what are you going to say? So what do you mean? You see that it wasn't being given over to written at all. And Elam, don't say that this was given to be written that rabbinically it is considered written, so even though it wasn't said to be written, Meruach HaKodesh, and that's what the Gemara there is referring to, still it's considered written. Then if that's the case, then the question comes back. Chanukah also has a rabbinic obligation where it was written in the scroll of the mind of fasting, you're not supposed to fast. So what's the difference between the Chanukah and Purim then, if we're saying that Loinit Likosev means to say of the Ksiva Medirabon? On that material, Rabbi Chana, he answers the Chesiva, the Megillah, Mahanitrei. Still, the writing of the Megillah, even though it's not Ruach HaKodesh, it's still better. Because the Tzricha Gidin, it still needs ligaments. Besirtut, and this, the carving out of the scratching the lines. The common drum, the late Tzricha Megillah Stein, the main thing that you didn't hate by the Megillah Stein, although they both are rabbinic obligations to write about, they're still different. And therefore, Megillah was still greater than Chanukah, as we call it, Nitnal Likasa, that was given over to be written. All these interpretations of the source, how we know it's written, all could be referred to except for the teaching of Shmuel, which he said from Kima Vekiblo. So it says, it means difficult. You think there's no reputation of Shmuel's interpretation? Himself, he says in a Shabbos of Peches Menalf, that we're going to become a Dorabal Raisa, that originally they were able to have an excuse that the Torah was forced on them, which they accepted it the second time, that's Kibu and Kiblu, that the Makabu what they really want to Makayim, or the Makayim what they really want to Makabu. Obviously, you see, you need the pasuk of something else, so you don't see a source of, oh, Kimla Malamash, Kibla Mata, so that could also be refuted. Unless it's a Shabbat, you can say it's no. Like Hoshma, I consider a refutation. The Shabbat, Shamin, and not a Tarti, you could read into the words both these interpretations. It's just, you don't have to. But not the same as the refutation of the other ones. The susas farasim legami, that the whole logic that they were based on was refuted, that the interpretation doesn't begin. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying they all have refutation except for that of Shmuel. To the next test, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, he brings the source from the Zichron Yosem Mizarim, that their memory will not be removed from their descendants, which what's bothering Taisa is, what I mean, that's already the same thing as we had from the beginning, Rimea Purim Layamu. Says Taisa, the Bereish Dekru Lechazine El Yehudim Shavois Adar, because in the beginning of the past, we only see the Jews that will not be removed from them, from that generation. For all time, which was the obviously Ruach HaKadosh, how do you know? That is specifically from the end of the past, that's what he brings, the Sefer of the Pasuk.